this person doesn't care as much as I do. The meaning I link to this is I can't count on them. The meaning I link to this is they made a commitment to me and they broke their word. The meaning I link to this is I'm going to be up all night now. I mean, literally 3 or 4 in the morning because I got to start all over. The meaning I link to this is I've lost all that material I created and I whip myself into a frenzy. Now, by the way, what I've discovered by teaching this process is that when people are upset, they haven't usually just linked one meaning. They've stacked a bunch of negative meanings to get upset. Think about it for yourself. Has that been true? When you try these questions, I think you're going to find it is. So then I went to question number 3. Could this be a misperception or a misinterpretation on my part? Well, probably not, but anything's possible. Question number 3 also I've added is, do I have all the information possible in order for me to know absolutely exactly what this really means? Obviously, I've designed the question so that you'll say no. And the answer is no. I don't know all the possible information to know exactly what this means. All of a sudden, I'm not feeling so certain about my upset. All of a sudden, I'm starting to say, well, it's possible it's a misperception. I can't be so upset when I'm saying it's possible I'm misperceiving this. 4th question, what else could this mean? Remember, upsets come out of the meaning we create. So what we need to do is say, okay, if it's possible this is a misperception, if it's possible it's a misinterpretation, if I don't have all the information possible, what else could this mean? And you know what? When you answer question 4, it's real important that you come up with some new meanings that are more empowering. Maybe some things you hadn't thought of before. And these will help change your state, change the way you feel, and therefore you'll communicate better to somebody. You won't go out making them wrong. Because we've all had times when we went and said, you did this, and that means this, and found out we were wrong. And then we feel pretty sheepish and pretty silly. So what else could this mean? And, you know, I taught this to a group of people. One of my own ADLs said to me, you know, why don't you make it so the person has to come up with one more positive meaning than they'd made up in negative meanings in question number 2. So I thought that's a good idea. So that's what I did. Well, what else could this mean? Well, it could mean that not that she doesn't care, not that she isn't committed, but maybe what it means is maybe I've overloaded her. You know, maybe what it means is I've given her way too much to do. Maybe what it means is she really did try to do this and I just don't know something. Something else intervened. Maybe it means that the tape didn't work. Maybe she hired somebody to do it and they didn't do the job and she didn't find out in time. Maybe it really is done and I just don't know it because I haven't talked to her yet. But that's even possible, I guess. Maybe those other girls were wrong. Maybe I misinterpreted what they said. And sure enough, all of a sudden now, guess what? I'm not feeling so upset anymore. I'm feeling a little more uncertain. And being uncertain is a better place to be because it means now when you communicate, you'll try and get some clarification from that person rather than making them wrong. See, it'll work. Question number 5. This is a very important question. What do I need in order to feel good now? Remember, what's the purpose of communication? To feel good. How are you going to feel good? Find out what it's going to take for you to feel good. So my question again, number 5 is, what do I need in order to feel good now? And I've given myself 8 possibilities. 1, do I need to change my perception about this? My brain went, well, probably. 2, do I need to find out more information? Yes. 3, do I need to understand this person's viewpoint, why they did this? Yeah, I need to know why. If I understood why, I probably wouldn't be so upset. 4, do I need to know this person really cares for me or just remember that they do? And I thought, well, I know they do. 5, do I need to get a commitment from this person? Yes, I need them to commit that in the future, if I say this, it gets done. 6th, do I need to change the way we're doing something? Yes, in order to feel good now, I need to know that in the future this will work. So we need to change the way we get things done in this process. 7, do I need to apologize for this person? I thought that's an interesting question I never thought of. Maybe I need to apologize for being upset without really knowing what was really going on. Maybe I need to apologize for assuming. Maybe, you know, I tell them, you know, I'm really sorry. I got upset with you and I had no right to because I didn't know all the information. Boy, that's a state changer, isn't it? And the last one I came up with under number 5, the 8th question is, do I need to just remember who this person really is, what incredible relationship we have, and how much I really love them? And I thought, yeah, I really do love this person. Guess what? I lost all my intensity. Guess what? I'm now in a state where I could communicate more effectively because I know what I really need. What do I need to feel good? I need to change my perception a little bit. I need to find out some more information. I need to understand a little bit of why they did it. I need to know they care about me and just remember that. I need a commitment. We need to change some of the process. Maybe I need to apologize and maybe I just need to remember who they are. Go back to the bridge.